WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
How about snow? In central Alabama, we average about an inch of snow a year, which means that we have many years without any snow at all. At the time of this recording, December the 30th, 47% of the United States was covered with snow at an average depth of just under 5 inches. Snow is a type of precipitation in the form of crystalline water ice. Since snow is composed of small ice particles, it is a granular material with an open and therefore soft structure unless packed by external pressure. Because of the way snowflakes grow, it is indeed extremely unlikely that two complex snowflakes will look exactly alike. It's so extremely unlikely, in fact, that even if you looked at every one ever made, you would not find any exact duplicates. The emphasis is on exact. Now, here's some interesting facts. Based on National Weather Service records for 1961 through 1990, Rochester, New York, averages 94 inches of snow annually and is the snowiest large city in the United States. Almost 187 inches of snow fell in 7 days on Thompson Pass, Alaska, in February 1953, according to the National Climatic Data Center. That's over 2 feet per day. Each year, an average of 105 snow-producing storms affect the continental United States. A typical storm has a snow-producing lifetime of 2 to 5 days and brings snow to portions of several states. And practically every location in the United States has seen snowfall. Even most portions of southern Florida have seen a few snow flurries. The highest seasonal total snowfall ever measured in the United States was at Mount Baker Ski Area outside of Bellingham, Washington during the 98-99 season. Mount Baker received 1,140 inches of snow that season. Guinness World Records lists the world's largest snowflakes as those of January 1887 at Fort Keogh, Montana, allegedly one measured 15 inches wide. I hope I haven't snowed you under. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.